Nightingale.com presents Making Money on the Web with Seth Godin.
Interruption marketing is easy, right? You run a few ads, and you can run them anywhere you want. It's scalable. Need more sales? Buy more ads. It goes on and on and on. It's predictable. A mass marketer could buy 10 ads, know how they're going to work when they buy 100, and be able to predict how it's going to go. Really important is that interruption marketing fits the command and control mindset of most big companies. You're in charge when you're an interruption marketer. You decide who to interrupt. You decide how to interrupt them. And for a long time, interruption marketing was profitable. You could make money doing it all day long. Well, guess what? All five things change. Permission marketing isn't easy when you get started. It's a process. It's not an event. It takes time to scale it. It's predictable, but only after you do a lot of testing. And it's not about command and control, the same way dating isn't a one-way relationship. This is about forming a consensual partnership with a prospect and taking them on a path until they become a customer. But here's the really good news. Done properly, permission marketing is super profitable. Let me tell you a story about how this might evolve. I have no idea this is going to happen, but most of you are familiar enough with Amazon that you'll see how it works. Amazon, at last count, had about 12 million customers, of which 4 million have bought a Tom Clancy novel. So why doesn't Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, call up Tom Clancy, who lives in Maryland, and say, "Tom, write your next book for us. We'll split the money." So Tom Clancy writes a book, ships it to Amazon. Amazon doesn't print any copies at all. Instead, they send an email to 4 million people, an email that's anticipated, personal, and relevant, that goes only to people who have bought a Tom Clancy novel. And it says the following: "Hi, Seth. We have the exclusive rights. We're the only store in the world where you can buy this book to Tom Clancy's next book. We have your credit card on file. We know where you live. If you want the book, hit reply." So I'm guessing a million people turn on, hit reply, and buy this book for $40. Costs about $4 million to print, $36 million left over, $18 million goes to Tom Clancy, $18 million goes to Amazon, and it's only Monday. Multiply that times books, times records, times movies, times consumer electronics, times everything that you can sell in this way, and suddenly you have a multi-billion dollar company built around one and only one thing: the permission to market to people. Factories aren't worth anything anymore. A whole bunch of things aren't worth anything anymore. What's worth something today is permission. It's the only thing you can't buy. It's the only thing your competition can't instantly catch up with you on. You can have a little bit of a head start with technology, but sooner or later people will catch up. You can have a slightly better location on the street, but on the internet, all locations are the same. As you build your business, this permission asset, this right and privilege to communicate with targeted people, is the reason your business exists. And as we go on in future sessions, I'm going to give you specific examples of how even a tiny business can start building a permission asset, a permission database. Use it properly, nurture it, move it up the ladder, and figure out how to turn it into cash.
You know, you could let the great information you just heard knock around in your head for a while, then float out your other ear and into the soundbite wasteland. Or you could make it your first real step towards a better, brighter, and richer future. Take a click in the right direction. Visit us at www.nightingale.com.